From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds of thousands demonstrated Sunday in the Catalonian capital, Barcelona, in opposition to an independence declaration from Spain. The crowd, estimated to number 350,000, waved Spanish and Catalan flags, chanting, "Catalonia is Spain. Together we are stronger." Among those addressing the crowd, Peruvian author and Nobel Literature laureate Mario Vargas Llosa. He called Spain a land of freedom, a land of the rule of law, and that will not be destroyed by separatism. Catalonia held an independence referendum last week that Madrid called illegal. More than 40% of voters took part, and the vast majority voted yes. Monash University analyst Stuart King said he believes the outcome would have been different had those with reservations about independence taken part.
The no vote in Catalonia has not really had much of a chance to express itself. Because the referendum was declared illegal, many of them didn't turn out to vote.
Saturday, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out removing the regional government and calling new elections if it issued a declaration of independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament late Tuesday. He could ask for just such a declaration. At least seven people were killed, dozens injured late Saturday in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, after an explosion at a fuel distribution site. The cause of the blast is not immediately known. The tiny West African country has experienced several such explosions in recent years, including one in June 2015 that left more than 150 dead. Vice President Mahamadou Bawumia visited the site, vowing to toughen safety measures. This is VOA News.